Your package says delivered, but delivered where exactly? The hallway? The lobby? Your neighbor's apartment? Instead of playing detective with your deliveries, get a mailbox at the UPS store. We'll sign for your packages, text you when they arrive, and keep your deliveries low-key under lock and key. Get 3 months free mailbox services with a new annual agreement at the UPS store. For full details and to get your coupon, visit the upsstore.com/offer.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The bank holiday weekend means lots of visits from friends and family. So what should you be doing to make your guests feel comfortable during their stay? Very good article about this in one of the US papers. But it's all about basic toiletries and flowers and perhaps a blanket for dogs that are visiting. These are the things that you might have to do, not just change the pillowcase. To navigate, we're joined by a man who knows all about these things, Noel Cunningham, the author of The Guide to Good Manners and Ambassador to Harvey's Point in Donegal. Noel, good morning.
A very good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I would assume somebody coming through my door would just be happy to have a clean cup. But then again, I'm not as good as you are.
Jonathan, I always stress, keep it simple, stupid. The kiss is a very good sort of guide for anyone, no matter what you do in the home. And remember, we always forget, people come to stay in your home. They want your company. They want to enjoy your company. And we don't want to turn our homes into another Holiday Inn or a Clayton, you know, where there's a dressing gown that has been worn 5,000 times, maybe.
I'm sure they wash them in between times, Noel, don't worry.
Yeah, no, but the point I'm making is if you go to a hotel, you get the dressing gown, you know it's been laundered, you have all the toiletries, etc., etc. In our own home, keep it more simple. A little posy of flowers from the garden on the bedside locker, some lovely, fresh, clean towels on the bed, lovely, lovely, clean bedding. And if you want to really kind of impress people, invest in some lovely bed linen that you keep for special occasions. And yes, we all have homes now. Most people have not just a spare room, but a room they can comfortably and do call a guest room. And you keep it as such and take pride in entertaining friends and enjoy it and don't let it stress you, you know. Don't put people into a room that's got all the bits and pieces that belongs to a family member.
Well, you see, isn't that the problem? Like, if someone's coming to my house, we're kicking one of the kids out of their rooms, right? And as a result, they will see little pink paraphernalia that otherwise wouldn't be ideal. Do we have to remove all of that if we are to have the full Harvey's Point experience?
Well, to be honest with you, if they are very good friends, and I assume that people going to your home or any home that have young children will understand, because they may well be in the same predicament themselves, because the same situation, because they're going, they're your friends, you're both of a similar age, you are married, you have children, so they will quite happily accept all of that. But if you are inviting friends and you're putting them in your son or your daughter's spare room, you have to, or bedroom rather, you have to make the effort. Yes, you do have to do some clearing out. You don't want anybody sort of going in and the room basically full of children's bits and pieces.
Yeah, well, you don't want them falling over the doll's house on the way to the toilet. Yeah, is a no-no.
Yeah, put them away, you know, just hide them. And, you know, look, if we invite people to our homes, it takes some effort. You know, if you're having people to dinner, it takes effort, because essentially, deep down, there's something in us that want to impress. We want to let people see how we live and that we do it very well. And we're also influenced now by all that's happening around us and on social media, that, you know, we can lose the run of ourselves or we can get notions. And I'm not one for running out and buying the very best toiletries. A good bar of Palmolive soap, nice clean towels, clean bed linen, and somewhere in the room where guests can put their bits and pieces.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and if that means clearing out your children's things, so be it.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep it simple, stupid. But this piece that we were reading this morning that prompted this conversation in the London Times, Sophia Money Coutts wrote it. She also advocates that you consider the guest's mobile phone charging situation, and throwing a few paracetamol onto the bedside table wouldn't go astray either. Now, I wouldn't think about these things, yet these are the things you need to think about.
What a load of old nonsense. People coming to stay in my home will bring their own dressing gown. I will not provide paracetamol because, A, it's illegal, you know, and if somebody comes down the stairs in the morning, a friend of mine, and they have a blinding headache, they will say, no, I'll have you any paracetamol, end off. You know, and as far as all these sort of, you know, a blanket for a dog and all that, what a load of poppycock that is.
You could provide a dog for a blanket. I mean, I prefer that idea. That's much more enjoyable.
Absolutely. You know, and besides, the golden rule is, even if you are going to dog lovers and they have dogs, or you're going to a friend's house, never bring your dog, ever, ever, ever. It's just not acceptable that you sort of pitch up at a friend's house with your moggy, and that's the reality of it. You know, no, keep it simple. All this nonsense of turning your beautiful home, lived-in home, into an excuse for a hotel, not necessary. Chill, cool the jets, keep it simple. People want your company. Just clean bed linen and keep a bed with a decent mattress and some lovely fresh towels and access to a bathroom that is clean and tidy as well. And if that means putting away the children's rubber ducks and rings for the bath and all that, so be it.
Well,
I mean, that's, but as I say, we enjoy the experience. Open your home. Don't be afraid to invite people. It's a joyous event to have guests enjoying your hospitality.
A bastion of common sense, as always. Noel Cunningham, author of The Guide to Modern Manners and Ambassadors to Harvey Point. Thank you very much for joining us. One text to finish up. I've stayed in friends' homes in their children's rooms and had to flick crusty little snot off the pillow and sheets. They didn't even bother putting on a clean sheet on the pillow. Well, you wouldn't be going back now, would you? You'd need the paracetamol after that.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.